This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you actually do spend with us. That you're actually involved. That you're actually engaged in the conversation. You know, while I'm at it, I've been meaning to get to this. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. You know, he's got all kinds of product over there. He is fully in support of what you and I are in support of. He takes his profits, you know, that kind of money would have you, and he puts it into, I don't care what it is, whatever the issue is, you and I probably in this program right now listening are 100% behind him. And yet, you still want to go to some of those stores that hate you. Some of those stores that have the, you know, products made in China that really don't care about you whatsoever. That actually are taking jobs away from the people in this country. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% off. And I'm talking pillowcases, sheets, blankets, pillows themselves, right? Mattress covers. There's so much stuff there. So do some window shopping. Take a look. Decide what you want, what you don't want. And we'll go from there. And you'll save money. And you'll keep Americans working. And you'll help him fight some of the things that you are against. Anyway. There was a recent survey that went out to managers of companies across the country. And nearly 75% of managers in a recent survey said that Gen Z is more difficult to work with than any other generation. About 12% and 16% of that group said that they have fired a Gen Zer in their first week. Ready? First week! But definitely within their first month of work. Well, there's an entitlement. There's a mindset that you as an employee show up. We've seen it. We've done stories on it. That you own the company. That you can dictate how the company operates. When did that happen? Many said, this is funny, many said that they would rather work with millennials than Gen Xers because they're much more productive. The oldest members right now, let me see if I got this right, the oldest members in Gen Z are only about 26-year-old. But the generation is already changing what it means to shop, live, and work in America in many ways, not just a couple. Now think about this, you have, let me see, you got... Gen Z represents about 25% of the world's population. They have about $7 trillion in purchasing influence. Now, you get a little excited, but that's worldwide. They will compromise 27% of the workforce by 2025. They're vocal about their likes, dislikes, and changing how America shops, lives, and works. You know, I'm hoping that as they mature, like most others, right, as they mature, things will change. Their mindset will change. How they work will change. In a new resume building survey of more than 1,300 managers, 74% of respondents said they find Gen Z more difficult to work with than any other generation. And that 12% of those said that they had to fire a young worker within the first week. My God, can you imagine how bad you have to be to get fired within the first week? Right? Now, of the 1,000 managers said they felt Gen Z was difficult to work with, half said it was difficult to work with the younger generation most or all of the time. Right? Most or all of the time. So they're a constant pain in the butt. Basically what's going down, right? Now, the generational differences in the workplace, you know, it's been a problem for a long time. This is really nothing new. Resume Builder's chief career advisor, Stacey Haller, said that the pandemic has further exasperated challenges around areas like communications or work style. Is it because they're still afraid? They definitely don't want to go back in? They're afraid of what they might be up against? I'm just trying to understand. You know? Now, some people say the values of the Gen Zers is a bigger reason to leave the workplace. Now, this COVID-19 and remote education, maybe Gen Zers just lack the foundation to be more successful than older generations. See, I don't buy that according to the survey. You instill in your children a work ethic. You should as parents. Right? How to strive for better things, how to be a better person, how to make life easier on yourself later. Now, if these Gen Zers are believing that somehow they're going to turn the country, turn the government into a babysitter for them, somebody to take care of them from cradle to grave, yeah, you might have something different going on. But again, I'm going to point it back to the parents. Right? And it's just crazy. She continued, we know that with remote work and education, communication skills do not develop as well as people tend to work more independently. You know, they hire managers. They need people to be able to work together. But they went on to say when interviewing Gen Zers for positions, they're more interested in vacation time and personal time than they are with money and what's expected for them to get done. They need much more training for their professional skills. Show us here, your host, Don't Go Far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after the break. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me just bring him on. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, joins me to talk about your legal rights. Brad, love having you on. Appreciate your time with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the show. Thank you.
All right. So let's just go to the news of the day. Apparently, a jury reached, now this should be totally shocking to you, that a Manhattan jury reached a verdict against Donald Trump. But here's the deal. This is what I think is really funny. The original case was brought against him for rape and defamation. Now, he was found not guilty of the rape, okay, but guilty of the defamation. So I'm kind of confused here because the defamation was based on the fact that he said he never knew her, he never touched her, and he didn't do this. That's her allegation, that ruined her reputation. So if he was found not guilty, then his comments that he never touched her, he didn't do anything with her, and what have you, would be, in essence, truth. Explain this mess to me, will you?
Yeah. Well, he was, guilty. He's not criminally guilty of anything. This is a civil trial. And so my understanding is that he was found, I guess, culpable or liable for wrongful touching in that regard, but not rape. And so presumably the wrongful touching may have some way is because of her having to bring up this lawsuit caused her, you know, and the denial caused defamation. You know, I think that's a stretch. In fact, I think the wrongful touching is a stretch as well, because there just simply wasn't the witnesses to support this. It was just his word against her word. She had a lot of problems with regards to what she was saying. So, you know, in her mind, you know, rape could also be just, you know, voluntary and willing. You know, and what she said, you know, if she was indeed wrongfully touched or had a, you know, in a way that was an offensive way, why didn't she scream? She's right there in a store.
Yep.
You know, it's not like she's in some back alley or in the woods. She could have screamed. She could have yelled. There wasn't one peep of a scream or a yell. So what we're looking at here, that was actually surprising, because the makeup of the jury is not a criminal jury. It's not for a criminal. It's civil.
Right.
So it's just sort of they get together. They sort of compromise. They, you know.
So can I pause you for a second? Because
sure.
A lot of people are sitting there scratching their heads. First of all, rape is a crime, flat out crime.
Right.
So if it was a criminal case in front of a criminal court, the DA would have decided it was enough there to prosecute this thing. The DA must have decided there wasn't. So then it moves over to the civil side, where now
right.
It doesn't require, my understanding, would not require the great scrutiny that you would have in a criminal court. True?
Oh, yeah, correct. It's a huge difference. So criminal court, you know, must find them guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. So that's not what we're talking about here. Civil is just, you know, 50.0001% likely that they did something. It's more likely than they did than they didn't. And even then, at the end of the day, they, you can tell they split the baby, you know, and so to speak, by saying, well, okay, you know, he's not guilty of rape, but he's guilty of wrongful touching. But it's still premised upon whether or not she's telling the truth. There was no other supporting witnesses to this. Reportedly. So it just seems like they sort of split it in half, compromised. It is very telling, too, because this civil jury, based upon where it's happening and all, this is not the fan club of Donald Trump.
I said
you know?
Same thing.
Yeah, they're not. It's not the fan. No. And this is a civil. It's not like you need a unanimous decision. It's not like you need even, you know, 10 out of 12 jurors. It's just, you know, so the fact that this is all that this leftist biased jury presumably was willing to come down on him with this civil monetary judgment, you know, there's no criminal time, not one day in jail. This is not criminal. This is just, you know, that's civil.
So, Brad, if this was truly a crime, if there was a crime that could be proved here, the DA probably would have jumped on this. Would he or she not have? Especially in Manhattan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, politically, this would have been, you know, I just, the cast me out. I mean, they would have just jumped on this. This would have been, you know, in a second. But the DA knew that they could not prove anything like this in criminal court. And the fact that the DA did not bring anything against him, and this DA is a hostile DA, a hostile area, you know, in New York, you know, we know that there was just the evidence just simply wasn't there, and the fact that there was such a very weak ruling in her favor, you know, melted down, if you will, with a jury that was extremely, presumably, very biased against Trump. I think that, you know, this you know should be counted as a win. Frankly, I thought this. Civil jury, you know, you say, yeah, 51.1% likely, yeah, that he raped her. Yeah, well, we'll nail him with that. Yeah, I hate Trump. No, they didn't even do that. They just, you know, sort of a slap the wrist kind of a civil.
Oh, $5 million to him, cookie jar money, right?
Yeah, no, it's not that much in the scheme of things for Trump. So it seems like the jury didn't really, really think it was out there for enough evidence to really put their conscience that much on the line to penalize him with something that was
right. But I just the thing that is so confusing to me, and others have already asked me the question, is this: if the crux of the case is rape, right, for the defamation case, and he was found not guilty of rape, then his comment that I did not do it, I don't even know her, would have been a true statement for him at the time. How would that be defamation?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I can't really answer that. I just can't.
When you bring logic to the table, right, the left can't just do anything with it. And this whole thing made no case, no sense to me, and you had CNN, MSNBC, all of them, like somebody had just hit the lottery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and mind you, this plaintiff, I've seen her, on television shows being interviewed. She's out there. She's the one who said that, rape doesn't have to necessarily mean that it was forced on you. I mean, you can presumably still enjoy the process of thing and still be raped.
I know. I heard that. It was like there's something sexy about it. Wow.
Yeah,
there's something sexy about,
like, really? About
being forced to have. Okay. I'm thoroughly confused.
She's a sick woman. So
all right, we got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go. Oh wait, we got a lot more coming up after the break.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The killer in last weekend's Texas shopping mall massacre had neo-Nazi sympathies. According to the latest update from state police, Hank Sibley with the Texas Department of Public Safety said there was no manifesto found, however.
We are trying to get into his computer and on social media and find out, whether he had anything that he'd publicized or been out.
He stopped short of calling it an act of domestic terrorism. A Russian social media site linked to the gunman has a selfie showing a swastika tattoo and posts that show a deep affinity for Nazi culture. And Tucker Carlson says his show is relaunching on Twitter.
Amazingly, as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. The last big one remaining in the world, the only one, is Twitter.
The former Fox News host said the new show would be coming soon, but an exact date was not mentioned. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McTeague, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And the way I do that is I bring in the experts that have a clue. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that will help you with your legal needs, especially in the education world. Brad, why don't you tell people about PJI and how they can help you?
Certainly, yeah. We have the Pacific Justice Institute. We're a nonprofit legal defense organization. We have offices all across the country, coast to coast, from Miami to Boston, to Chicago, Seattle, Honolulu, Southern California, Houston, and many places in between. We do all our work without charge. We are unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of human life. Right now, we have over 150 cases of active litigation. Just one of those cases is a class-action lawsuit representing about 1,000 employees against the city of San Francisco for wrongful termination dealing with the COVID vaccine. Issue. So we do a lot of work, and we've been around for more than a quarter of a century, and if anyone wants to keep up with our cases or like to support our work, they can do it easily by going to our website, pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org.
Yeah, it's a great organization. They've helped a lot of people out. Work through some of the issues that they're having. And mostly what my dealings with Brad have to do with, obviously, education law, parents that are having issues with their kids and the district as a whole. And I'll tell you what, like I always tell you, when you've got somebody to cover your back, when you've got somebody who can really help you, it makes all the difference in the world. It really does. All right. You know, I love to catch you off guard all the time, right? So, a city in California right now is really having a flag controversy. We're back at that again. So, they had asked, the San Fernando City Council had been asked to fly the Christian flag over the City Hall during religious holidays. They were turned down. Now, the Christians, or the people who describe themselves as Christians, maintained that the gay pride flag has been flown over the City Hall over recent years in June to mark Gay Pride Month. And so on religious holidays, they felt like there's no reason in the world why the flag shouldn't be flown. The board met It was a 3-1-1 vote, so three in not allowing the flag to be flown, one would allow the flag to be flown, and one was an abstention, if you would. There's a new gay member to the board, to the council, and he has declared that he was going to help, he was going to force the city to become more gay-friendly or more friendly to the gay community. This sounds like it's the same issue, but it really isn't, is it?
No, it's a little different in that, you know, there's a case law on this, a similar case.
In Boston.
It's dealing, in Boston, where the city of Boston would allow different outside groups to fly their flag at the pole, and they would take turns in different groups and causes. And then when it came time for an outside, you know, Christian group to say, hey, we want to fly our flag, they said, oh, no, separation of church and state. And the court ruled against Boston, against the city,
yep,
because they said, wait a minute, if you have a flagpole and you're allowing outside entities to fly their flag, to sign up and register and have their flag flown, then you can't exclude someone or a group because they're religious. That's, actually it's a violation of the First Amendment. You create a free speech forum, i.e. the flagpole, for outside groups to express themselves, but you're saying everyone can express except unless you're religious or a religious group. So the key factor here is to what extent is the flagpole being allowed for outside groups to fly their flag, or is this, as it usually is, just a matter of, leftists who are there at the city or the city council deciding this is what we, the city, want to fly because this is what's important to the city based on this city representatives, the city council members, or the mayor. And that can be a different story, but I think that is still potentially challengeable, particularly if what they're doing is actually just responding to the requests of people from the outside, different groups and activists and things like that. So it's still vulnerable for attack. It's just not, it may not be as strong as what Boston was doing, which is effective free speech forum, the form of a flagpole.
Yeah. Now, the city does fly flags from other organizations for other holidays, but my thought was where the catch might be is the Christian flag is a religious flag for all intents and purposes, and would that make the difference as opposed to the gay pride flag in June?
No, it shouldn't, because the government cannot discriminate against speech and expression simply because it's religious, especially if it's something that's reflective of an outside group wishing to have the same opportunity for expression or for the group to be expressed as other outside groups. So I think this Supreme Court, maybe not past Supreme Courts, but this Supreme Court, I think, would rule against the city if that was the reason they gave. They said, yes, we would allow this group to have their flag flown, but the reason and the only reason we're giving is because it's religious and we can't allow religious flags to ever be flown to recognize religious groups or religious events. They would be begging, I think, for a challenge, and you can bet that the Pacific Justice Institute licks our chops over those opportunities of blatant anti-religious bigotry by city.
And these are the kind of cases they really don't want. The ACLU and these other groups, they really don't want them going to the Supreme Court because they know if they lose, that's it, it's done. Right?
Right. Exactly. And we've got a great Supreme Court, the best Supreme Court in my lifetime. And so I'm very encouraged. And we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're actually bolder, more aggressive now than ever before. Our cases have increased dramatically. And any city that goes down that path and allows all groups who request it to have their flags flown, except religious groups, then I think that could be a potentially a very good case. And I encourage anyone that's been discriminated in that regard to contact pji.org, to go to our website and contact us and click the request for help, and we'll be happy to look into it.
I want to tell you that I'm in good company because Rudy Giuliani just made a statement that the case makes no sense because he was found not guilty of rape, told a woman that he didn't know her, didn't do it, and then found guilty of defamation for saying he didn't know the woman and didn't do it. So he doesn't know how this is going to hold. So
I have a hard time. I had a hard time rationalizing this as well. So
yeah,
Giuliani said that to, you know, the superstar of DAs, in my
there
opinion.
You go.
Then I think this could be a great case for an appeal. I'm sure they're going to appeal.
All right, so we've got a high school now that is in a little bit of trouble, okay? It's in North Carolina. It's a school of science and mathematics, and they have a STEM program that they put together every summer. Only this one's a little bit different. The STEM program will only accept applications from Black, Hispanic, and Native American students. So there's been a case filed with the Department of Education saying that, wait a minute, that's discrimination based on race.
Yes.
Now, it is? Go ahead, tell me about it.
No. Yes, I think it's a clear violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which prohibits unequal treatment with regards to someone's race, skin color, by the government. It could be the federal government or state government. Here we're talking about a public school, so that qualifies as a governmental agent. And so any treatment of and favoritism of one student based on their skin color over another student, just on its face, and that's it, I believe would be a violation of the Establishment Clause. And I think the Supreme Court would slam the school district for doing that. Unfortunately, so many of our school districts are so leftist and so out of touch with reality that they actually have be senseless enough to adopt such policies in the first place. Now, if they had a policy saying, okay, it's based on income level, and it turns out there were, say, more minorities than non-minorities, and they had a rational basis, then that'd be different.
Okay, we got a lot more on this when we come back. Joe Bettini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus when we return.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Vitale, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved and get engaged, get informed. That's why I bring Brad Dacus on, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always got the answers that I need, the information I need to be able to make a smart, well, sometimes even with the information, I don't make such a smart decision, but hey, whatever. All right, Brad, here we go. The top public high school in North Carolina is just being verbally abused right now because they have one of the best STEM programs in the country. And now they've opened it up. They're only accepting applications now from blacks, Hispanics, and Native American students. Now, I think that that's a violation of your civil rights. What say you?
This is a public university, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's a violation of the Equal Protection Clause. The Equal Protection Clause basically says all people are to be treated equal, irrespective of their race, ethnicity, national origin. We're also to be treated the same by governments, not to show a preference. And mind you, this was right after the Civil War. that this was passed. It was very clear what they were talking about. They, you know, it's like no more racism, no more government treating one race differently than the other, favoring one over the other. We don't ever want that to happen again. And that's exactly what this is. I encourage people, if they want to test something, whether or not it's unconstitutional or possibly violation of the Equal Protection Clause, I say, we just flip the facts. Let's say it was a government program, taxpayer-funded government program, that said only whites. Say only whites and Asians. And that the others, couldn't have, Latinos and African-Americans. No, you can't participate. Native American, you can't participate. Only whites and Asians. We'd say, oh, good night. That's so obviously, unconstitutional. So if it's unconstitutional for one race, it's unconstitutional for all races. And that's the bottom line here. I expect there to be, if not already, a lawsuit challenging that. And I'm fairly confident with our Supreme Court that we have now and our federal circuit judges, for that matter, that were appointed by Trump, that we'll see justice in the Constitution and will be applied fairly and equally.
Well, again, I hope you're right. You're always the eternal optimist when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I just sit there scratching my head most of the time. It's just totally amazing to me in so many ways. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, so. I do. When I was in law school, there was a loan program, and I think I mentioned this before, but for those of you who haven't heard it, it was a loan program, and I applied for it. And they said, no, you don't qualify because you're white. You have to be, African American. And I said, wait a minute, is this a private scholarship or loan program? Or they go, no, this is the government, this is the state. And I said, you can't do this. This is bigotry. This violates my rights under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. And I got up and I said, I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue this entire department. I'm going to sue. And I started raising my voice louder. And they said, sir, sit down. We'll get you a loan. So there wasn't a lawsuit. They knew I wasn't. They knew I was going to be a nightmare to them. And they were, most people don't do that. They just say, oh, okay. And they walk out because they, we're just sort of all programmed that somehow the Constitution is not fair and not equal and treats some people more equal than others.
It's just a bit. Hey, somebody asked me a question that has come up several times, and I never really, I always thought I knew the answer, but I'm not even going to guess it, okay? We have a young lady who took a school to task because of its sexist dress code. And the mindset, and I can see the board doing this, right? So I'm going to be the misogynist they think I am. They were asking the girls to dress a certain way. They put a dress code in place and basically said, look, you can't wear things that reveal this and show this and do this, like yoga pants and stuff like that. And said, it's just too distracting. It's not right and what have you. So now they're talking about a potential lawsuit because that same dress code, if you would, doesn't apply to boys, although I don't know, if a boy showing his chest, if it has the same effect, unless you're another guy and you're into that kind of thing. But is this potentially a lawsuit waiting to happen? Can a school dictate, clothing requirements?
Yes. School districts can have clothing requirements, decency standards. They can, for that matter, they can require prescribed uniforms. If they wish. In fact, I noticed in the Bahamas, I was there once speaking at a conference, and all the public school kids wear uniforms. I think there's a lot we could actually learn from the Bahamas, but in terms of public education. But,
and Japan. But go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. So school districts can do that. They can have codes that are different based on gender because the bodies of a male and the bodies of a female are different because of gender, and clothes cover body parts, and they cover body parts for reasons. One of them is to prevent distractions. Another one is to prevent assaults or unwelcome, conduct. This is not necessarily on its face unreasonable. Now, once again, it needs to have a rational basis. They need to be able to support it. You know, so if they had a rules that said girls had to, you know, wear only the color red, and boys can wear whatever color they want. Well, wait a minute, what's the rational basis there? What, there is no rational basis there, unless their goal is just to somehow, you know, make women feel uncomfortable. I don't know, you know. So, but here we're dealing with something dealing with decency, and decency standards, and courts have allowed a differentiation because of the different, you know, anatomy and which is very obvious to anyone who's not, you know, from another planet. So.
Yeah, it's that fine point where, you know, look, I'm sure you brought up your kids the same way. I know I brought up my boys not to be dogs. Doesn't mean they weren't. It just means I brought them up not to be dogs. You know, women aren't a piece of meat to be looked at, and this is not the way, okay? But I also speak to, you know, teen counselors. And, you know, you got hormones raging on both sides, not just boys, but girls too. And it's something you don't stop by just saying, knock it off, right? You should stop that.
Right.
It doesn't work that way, period. So I think that this fight from the left going, no, the boys should just learn how to keep in their pants and control themselves. Okay, great. So in every other area of life, we can just be the animals they say we are. This is one of those that they can't be. They can't have that kind of thought process. Again, not saying it's right. I'm just saying, technically, it's part of the nature of those kids growing up and not being able to handle themselves or control themselves. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean. I think I'm coming off wrong, but you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, no, exactly right. There's something about, first off, adolescence. Number one, their hormones are very high. Testosterone for males reaches their peak at about the age of 17, 18. It's very, very high. Number one. Number two, the frontal cortex of the brain is not fully developed. And actually, the brain itself matured fully until about the age of 26, but definitely not as far as the teen years. There's still, you know, there's not the full frontal cortex. Frontal cortex is what allows someone to weigh the consequences of action and think ahead of what is going to happen if I do this and this and you know, what's going down the road. So they're more impulsive, just biologically. They're different than adults. So having standards that seem maybe, you know, more differentiated than maybe stricter than adults is very logical because and then kids by their own nature, by their own patterns, have shown themselves to be more vulnerable, you know, because they're still developing. Their brains are still developing, and they have high levels of hormones that can cause all kinds of, you know, and consequences that are regrettable. So, and then just even just general distraction and educational environment, you know, no one can deny that, that's very real. And so I think the school district is well in their right. And, you know, they may have to reword, restructure some of the language there, but, you know, but I think that generally speaking, they're well within their rights.
Yeah, again, it's always one of those fine lines where you want kids to have the right to express themselves in dressing and that kind of stuff, but not be so, lack of a better term, revealing, that really does cause a problem. I mean, boys and girls alike, you know? Again, so whatever. All right, Brad, you got about 30 seconds. Again, how can they help PJI, and how do they get involved, and how do they help the organization grow?
Yeah, the first is just to go to our website and sign up to get our e-newsletter, the Legal Insider. It's free, and it just updates people on all our many, many cases and what's going on, and also they can support our work also as a one-time or monthly donor or supporter in any amount at pji.org, pji.org.
Always a pleasure, Brad. Appreciate your time and your information. God bless for what you're doing. All right, guys, you're stuck with me for the next hour. Joe Messina, don't go far. Really, just heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, and come on back.